Brexit-backing MPs have reacted angrily to the idea that the UK's transition out of the EU could be extended for another year to the end of 2021. Now, this comes after a summit of EU leaders in Brussels failed to make decisive progress in reaching an agreement. An extra year in the transition period would mean we continue to pay billions of pounds to Brussels and you would all be still subject to their rules. Don't forget, before we get to the transition period, the Irish border problem still has to be resolved. Theresa May spoke in the last hour to press in Brussels.
Now, the original proposal from the EU was one that we could not accept in the UK. It would have created a customs border down the Irish Sea. Earlier in the year, we put forward a proposal as to how to deal with this issue. A further idea that has emerged, and it is an idea at this stage, is to create an option to extend the implementation period for a few matter of months, and it would only be for a matter of months. But the point is that this is not expected to be used, because we are working to ensure that we have that future relationship in place by the end of December 2020. I'm clear that it is possible to do that, and that's what we're working for. And in those circumstances, there would be no need for any proposal of this sort. And I'm clear that I expect the implementation period to end at the end of December 2020.
But, Prime Minister, many of your colleagues at home and also lots of people who voted Leave, I'd be worried to hear you're saying basically you'd stick with the status quo for longer and it could cost Britain billions more to stay in for a bit longer.
What I've just said is that we are working with the European Union to deal with this issue of ensuring that if there is a gap between the end of the implementation period and the point at which the future relationship comes in. We don't expect a gap to exist, but if there is, we want to ensure there's no hard border between Northern Ireland and Ireland. We have put forward a proposal as to how to deal with this. A further idea has now emerged. We, of course, are working to ensure not just that we are able to ensure no hard border between Northern Ireland and Ireland were such a gap in time to emerge, but to ensure that the implementation period comes to an end in December 20, because we're able to put the future relationship into place at the end of the implementation period and ensure no hard border between Northern Ireland and Ireland.
Well, our economics and business editor, John Campbell, is live from Brussels. Morning to you, John.
Good morning.
Well, this is all very well to ensure there's no border, she says, effortlessly.
Yeah.
Between Northern Ireland and the rest of the UK. They haven't a clue how to do it.
Yeah, so there's a couple of things going on here. So she's talking about extending the transition period, and let's just remind ourselves what the transition period is. If there is a deal to leave the EU, if we actually sign a formal deal, we have a withdrawal agreement, and that includes something called the transition period, which effectively means that although we'd be leaving the EU in March, for 21 months, we would continue to follow all their rules. It would be a standstill period to allow everybody time to prepare, and potentially gives us space in which we can work out a long-term solution to the border. What the Prime Minister is proposing is extending that transition period, she said, just by a matter of months, but she doesn't think she would actually need to use that extension.
How many months?
She didn't specify, because we were hearing a year earlier in the week. Now she said it would just be a matter of months. The Irish government has previously said they think that a sensible transition period would be more like 5 years. But of course, if you're in a transition period, you're still paying into the EU budget, as Laura Koonsberg was suggesting there, and the Prime Minister didn't want really to engage in that point. However, I think in some ways, extending transition period is purely academic, because remember, in order to have a transition period, you need to have a withdrawal agreement. And in order to have a withdrawal agreement, you need to have agreement on the backstop. We don't have an agreement on the backstop. It's very difficult to see how we will reach that agreement on the backstop. And so talk of extending transitions, to my mind, is neither here nor there at this stage.
Well, it's here or there, surely. Listen, you know about this, I don't. But as Laura Koonsberg was suggesting, if it is extended, it means billions more, or certainly hundreds of millions more, John, of our money to the EU, right? Or not?
Yeah, certainly Brexit supporters, they don't like the idea of extending the transition, because then you get into a kind of Hotel California Brexit, where you've checked out, but you've never really left. And they could see a situation going where, oh, that kind of extension wasn't quite enough, we'll need another one. I think the reason that some people like the Irish government are in favour of a longer transition is that perhaps in the time of a transition, the political weather starts to change. You get a government that says, actually, we're happy with a long-term relationship which involves the customs union and the single market. And at that point, the whole Irish border issue is unlocked. So they see a situation where you can basically play for time. I think that the Prime Minister is alive to the fact that the Brexit supporters and her party don't like an extended transition for that very reason. So that's why I think at this stage she's only talking about an extension, which would be a matter of months.
So if there is an extra year, because this matter of months...
Yeah, it could be a matter of 12 months.
It could be. It could be a matter of 24 months. Who knows? Yeah, but let's say it is a matter of 12 months. That would bring us past the general election, wouldn't it?
Yeah.
And does that then at least allow for the possibility that a political party could position themselves as saying, do you know what, we're going to go to the electorate saying we don't want Brexit? And could that reverse the result of the referendum by politicians saying, well, we're not going against the will of the people because this is what we stood on. We fought an election on this.
I think it's unlikely you get either the Conservatives or Labour standing on the platform of reversing Brexit. But we already know that the Labour Party's position is that they would prefer a relationship where the UK is in a long-term customs union with the EU. So, and I think Keir Starmer, the Brexit spokesman of the Labour Party, is trying to nudge the party towards a longer-term single market relationship as well. So you could potentially have a Labour Party standing on a platform of saying, we will honour the Brexit result, but we will define the actual long-term relationship in a different way than the Prime Minister has defined it. That is better for the economy and it solves the border problem. So you could very easily see that situation emerging.
There was supposed to be... Why are you in Brussels today? What was supposed to have happened? What was the... This was supposed to, in my mind, have been the moment of truth, right?
Yeah, if you remember, Donald Tusk, who basically speaks...
Are you on a junket?
I'm not on a junket. I'm working hard. Stephen, I've been doing like 13-hour days here all week.
Good man.
Anyway, so...
I need to check that out. I need to put my investigative team into that.
I'll show you a timesheet. Donald Tusk, who speaks for other EU leaders, at the last summit in Salzburg, he said we needed to see maximum progress at this summit here in Brussels. So it was being flagged up as the moment at which we need to seal the deal on the backstop and the whole withdrawal agreement. That has frankly just not happened. And what we've got is some good old classic kicking the can down the road. Because the other EU leaders know that, you know, Theresa May needs more time to try and work something out. So there was talk we might get another summit here next month. They haven't bothered with that. So we're now looking towards the 13th of December. At which, you know, either the whole thing falls apart or they seal the deal. And to my mind, there's even the possibility they could shuffle it right into January, into the new year. But then at that stage, it really is panic stations because, you know, withdrawal agreement needs to be sorted out for March, and there's a limited amount of time to get that through the House of Commons and go through all the necessary legislative procedures.
John, is another possibility of this being deferred beyond a general election that, let's say... If, and again, these are all hypotheticals, if the Tory party stood in that general election and came back with a stronger mandate to the extent that they did not need the DUP's support, could we then see a situation where the Conservative Party maybe do find it acceptable to have a border down the Irish Sea and the DUP, of course, could do nothing about it?
That is a possibility. Certainly, some people I've spoken to who know the Conservative Party very well say that if Theresa May was sitting today with a majority of 80, the DUP's concerns would certainly be much less prominent. That there could be a case where the Conservatives make that any new kind of checks on the Irish Sea would be very minimal and wouldn't matter too much. But yes, you could. That is a scenario which could emerge where if your Prime Minister, unlikely as it might seem, if the Prime Minister or the Conservative Party was to emerge stronger from a general election and they didn't need the DUP, then they would certainly have more flexibility about how they shape and define the whole argument about what is or isn't an Irish Sea border.
John, thanks very much. Thank you, sir. That's our economics and business editor, John Campbell from Brussels, for us this morning.